Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges, and each and every week I bring this program to the airwaves at Lakeshore Public Radio. And every week I have a different musical guest. For this evening's show, I've gone back into the archives and pulled some of the great live performances from over the last 13 months or so that have been featured here on Midwest Beat. So, no interviews tonight, just simply some great tracks that were recorded over the course of the last year, right here in the Lakeshore Studios. Let's start things off with my old friend Laser Lloyd. He's the king of Israeli blues. Laser flew in from Tel Aviv for a series of live concerts around Chicagoland, and he made a point to stop in the Lakeshore Public Radio Studios. He brought his guitar with him and was happy to put it to use. So we'll start there and get lost on the highway with Laser Lloyd.
Down to the station to buy myself a ticket home. I'm going down to the station, yes, to buy myself a ticket home. I got lost on that highway, yeah, such a long time ago. Can you help me, Mr. Conductor? Call my sense of direction has gone. Can you help me, Mr. Conductor? Call my sense of direction has gone. I'm going down to the station to buy myself a ticket home. Georgia, Memphis, Tennessee. They found me down this Texas, looking like a cowboy on speed. I got lost on that highway such a long time ago. I'm going down to the station to buy myself a ticket home. I'm gonna play a little blues now. Yes, to buy myself a ticket home.
That's Laser Lloyd and Lost on the Highway. Well, when it comes to great guitar players, Northwest Indiana isn't too shy in that department. And one of the best is Marco Villarreal. Marco popped into the studio in the early part of the year to promote his new studio album. The original plan was just to play cuts from the CD, but Marco always has his guitar nearby. So I asked him to open the bag and play something live in studio for us. And he was happy to accommodate, but he had nothing prepared. So he did what he does best. He improvised. And when it comes to a talent like Marco Villarreal, even noodling around on the guitar strings tends to dazzle and impress. Just listen to this short clip, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Marco Villarreal, just noodling around here in the Lakeshore Studios and still managing to totally impress. A little later in the year, Robert Rolf Feddersen, a local singer-songwriter guitarist, stopped by with his lovely wife, Terry Ann Feddersen, and made some beautiful music together. This one's actually featured on Robert's latest album, aptly titled My Terry Ann. But here is a live treatment, captured on the radio, right here on the Lakeshore.
Met her when I was 19. Seems to me now just a dream. But she looked just like a queen to me.
We were singing in rock and roll bands and playing for all of our friends. And back then our lives just began. Love is forever, yeah, love is forever. Apart or together, yeah, love is forever for us. For us. Love is forever, yeah, love is forever. Apart or together, yeah, love is forever for us. Uh-huh.
We've weathered hundreds of storms. It's not always sunny and warm, but my baby I just adore.
Now we've made it farther than most, so I'm raising my glass for a toast, saying, baby, you know you're the most to me. Love is forever, yeah, love is forever, apart or together, yeah, love is forever for us. For us. Love is forever, yeah, love is forever, yeah, love is forever, and nothing can sever our love.
That's my old friend Robert Rolf Feddersen and his wife Terry Ann Feddersen collaborating on a tune off the My Terry Ann album released earlier this year. It's a little tune called Love is Forever. Well, I never let Robert stop by the studio and play just one song. No, indeed. So here he is again, and this time a new song from the same album, My Terry Ann, titled Vicariously Rock and Roll Died.
1, 2, 3.
No one bought the record, they just streamed it from their phones. No one saw the concert, they decided to stay home. The band no longer practiced, though some say they tried. Vicariously rock and roll died. No one paid their dues, just a contest on TV. No one sang the blues, they decided to make beats. No one wrote a song about their troubles deep inside. Vicariously rock and roll died. Hey, rock and roll died, bass player cried. Rock and roll died, the Marsha Stack fried. Someone tried to fight it, though I think that they lied. Vicariously rock and roll died. Hey! Somewhere in a garage, an amplifier hums. Somewhere in a garage, there's guitars and some drums. Somewhere there's a mother who wished her kids would try. Then rock and roll would never die. Hey, rock and roll died, bass player cried. Rock and roll died, the Marshall Stack fried. Someone tried to fight it, though I think that they lied. Vicariously rock and roll died.
Vicariously rock and roll died. That's an original number from Crown Point singer-songwriter-performer Robert Rolf Feddersen, and it's featured on his latest album, My Terry Ann. That song addresses the glut of talent shows and singing competitions on TV, and the fact that so many young musicians think that's the way to become a star instead of packing the van and going out and hitting the road like we did back in the day. Well, speaking of hard-working musicians and road dogs, we've had a lot of blues featured on this year's Midwest Beat program, and among the best of them is Liz Mandeville, and here she is.
Well, I could play for you the Clarksdale Riverside Hotel Blues.
Sure.
Stayed at the Blues Motel. When
went down to Clarksdale, stayed at the Blues Motel. I saw the ghost of Miss Bessie, where that great lady fell. I was smoking at the crossroads, down by them cotton fields. Lord knows I was rolling them and smoking them at the crossroads, down at the cotton field. When along come old devil, him trying to make a deal. I'll put you on the top if you just sign on the line. I said, no matter what you give me, devil, I will never be satisfied in Clarksdale. Well, Mr. Rat, keep them keys. He never puts nobody out. Stay as long as you please. Come on, Rochelle, play your guitar. Museum. Yes, I did. I know what I saw, and it was the ghost of Robert Johnson. Ooh, at that rock and blues museum. He was looking at a picture some fella made of him. He said, don't listen to the devil, do not sign on the line, because you have Hell House on your trail, and you will still not be satisfied down at that rock and blues museum. Yeah, I saw little Robert Johnson, people, looking at a picture made of him. Can I go down home on y'all? At the crossroads, down by the cotton fields, smoking at the crossroads, ooh, by them cotton fields. Say, I'm looking at the devil, him trying to make a deal. I said, Robert Johnson told me, don't listen to the devil. Do not sign on the line, cause you have Hell House on your trail, and you will still not be satisfied. Well, at that rock and blues museum, where that little Robert Johnson looking at a picture made of him. I went down to Clarksdale, stayed at the Blues Motel. Now can't you? To hear me talking to you about Clarksdale and that Blues Motel. Saw the ghost of Miss Bessie Smith. Hey, well, that great lady fell.
Yeah.
That's Liz Mandeville and some special guests here on Midwest Beat earlier in the year. Well, when it comes to blues, we had a lot of guests in the studio this year for Midwest Beat. Another of them is Roy Hightower, these days going by the name Dr. Root. Well, here's Dr. Root sitting in with Bob Mandarino of Northwest Indiana on second guitar, doing a classic track that he wrote about his hometown called Going to Mobile. And helping out on the vocals is yours truly, Tom Lounges, and my engineer, Dan Clark.
This particular song is a song that I wrote about my hometown. And if y'all don't mind, I'm going to kind of get y'all to help me sing along with me the background.
Definitely.
Can y'all do that?
I think we can do that.
Okay. While they drink and trail beer, y'all, and kick back in the fishing boat, I said, going to Mobile. I'm going to Mobile. Going to Mobile. I'm going to Mobile. Well, you know that's my hometown. I'm going to the shores I live. Going through the Bankhead Tunnel, then the causeway, stopping on Paradise Beach where they party night and day. Say, going to Mobile. Yeah.
I'm going to Mobile.
Going to Mobile. Yeah.
I'm going to Mobile.
Well, you know that's my hometown. I'm going to the shores I live. One thing, people, I always wanted to do, grab me one of them Mobile girls, y'all, and walk down through Hank Aaron Loop. Going to Mobile.
I'm going to Mobile.
I'm going to Mobile, yeah.
I'm going to Mobile.
Well, you know that's my hometown. I'm going just as sure as I live. On islands where the dolphins play with the sharks, people fishing all day and then they fish fry after dark. I say, going to Mobile.
I'm going to Mobile.
I'm going to Mobile, y'all.
I'm going to Mobile.
Well, you know that's my hometown.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to the shores I live.
I'm going to Mobile.
I'm going to Mobile.
I'm going to Mobile.
I'm gonna take that I-65 south, y'all.
I'm going to Mobile.
I'ma hit Annapolis.
I'm going to Mobile.
On down through Louisville. And then Nashville, y'all.
Going to Mobile. That's Dr. Root, also known as Roy Hightower, getting a little vocal assistance there from yours truly, Tom Lounges, on his original tune. Also helping out there on the vocals, my engineer, Dan Clark. During February of 2016, I did a series of shows saluting Black History Month. And for those shows, I invited some of the greatest R&B singers that I know. And two of them are featured right here, Mr. Willie Rogers and Mr. Billy Shelton. Willie Rogers is the lead singer of the legendary Soul Stirrers, and he's handling lead on the first song you'll be hearing, a civil rights anthem called Change Gonna Come, written by the late great Sam Cooke. After that, it's an old field gospel song in which the Spaniels Forever and Billy Shelton join along with Willie to sing I've Been in the Storm Too Long. Great songs from legendary artists. Performed live in the Lakeshore Public Radio Studios for Midwest Beat.
We got the world's greatest gospel singer right with us,
Willie Rogers.
And the last thing Sam did. Sam Cooke. He wrote a song. And the funny thing about that, he was killed before he got a chance to ever perform the song live. He recorded. Willie was the first one to sing that song live, to my knowledge. Isn't that right, Willie? Yeah. So maybe we could do just a little of that for you.
Okay.
This is a change is gonna come, written by Sam Cooke and performed by Willie Rogers.
All right.
I was born by the river in a little tent, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know my change gonna come. If I hang on in there, it's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Cause I don't know what's up there beyond them skies. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Fellas, oh yes it will. Said I go to my brother, and I said, brother, help me please. But then he winds up, Billy, knocking me back down. I couldn't last for long, but today I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know my change. I know my change will come.
Brings to mind throughout the turmoils of slavery and everything, how the black nation looked to God for strength. And it was a prayer later released in a song by the great Dixie Hummingbirds. I've been in the storm too long.
Storm too long,
my Lord.
I've been in the storm too long.
Oh, my
Lord, give me time to pray. Been in the storm too long.
I've been in the storm too long.
Lord, give me time to pray. I've been in the storm too long.
Oh, well, I wandered far away from God.
I've been in the storm too long.
You know the faith I seem to lose. I've
been in the storm too long.
Lord,
I've been in the storm too long.
My brother, I've
been in the storm too long. Lord, give me time to pray. Been in the storm too long.
Oh, well, I've wasted many precious years.
I've been in the storm too long. Storm too long,
my brother.
I've been in the storm too long.
Oh, my
Lord, give me time to pray.
I've been in the storm.
That's a pair of songs that truly touch the soul. Willie Rogers of the Soul Stirrers, sitting in with Billy Shelton and the Spaniels Forever, doing a Sam Cooke classic, Change Gonna Come. That was a big anthem for the civil rights movement. And following that up was a gospel song called I've Been in the Storm Too Long. Well, when it comes to great voices like that, I just got to give you one more. This one features Gene Stewart, who is a member of both the Soul Stirrers and the Spaniels Forever. Here's Gene spending some time on the Chain Gang for the Midwest Beat listeners, recorded live in studio.
La, 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 ta, I hear someone saying, oh, 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 yeah. Oh, I hear them working, working, oh, hey, hey, here we go.
Don't you know that's the sound of the men working on the chain?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you know
that's the sound of men working on the chain? Yeah.
Let me tell you a little about it.
All day long I work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear the moaning that lies away, then you hear
Somebody say,
don't you know that's the sound of the men
working on the chain?
Don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain? Gang, all day long they're saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman that I love so dear. That is why I gotta stay right here.
Don't you know
that the sound of the men are working on the chain?
Chain,
gang.
Don't you know
that the sound of the men working on the chain? Gang, all day long they say, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty. My work is so hard, sound of the men working on the chain.
Don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain?
Gene Stewart's of both the Soul Stirrers and the Spaniels Forever, working on the Chain Gang and paying tribute to the late, great Sam Cooke. I'm Tom Lounges, and if you just tuned in, this week's program is reflecting back on some of the great live studio performances by guests of this show. Another one of those memorable performances came when Christine Mild was joined live in studio by her guitarist and producer, Malcolm Rule. Christine was here to promote her brand new debut album, Love Is Everything. And here's an original tune that they did live in the studio called Love Me Better.
Stand back. Let me get a better view. 'Cause I've been too close. It's hard to see the whole of you. Here you are, your smile, blue moon. You kiss me once, baby, but pull away too soon. You leave me to follow your track. And I see you're not looking back. You're
That's an original tune co-written by Christine Mild and Malcolm Rule and performed by both when they were here in fall to promote Christine's new album, Love Is Everything. One of the final shows of the year featured Pink Floyd tribute group Echoes of Pompeii. And of course, they came in stripped down and acoustic to do a couple of classic Pink Floyd songs. Here's a sample of what you heard on that show. Echoes of Pompeii, live in studio on the lakeshore.
Goodbye, Blue Sky.
That one.
Echoes of Pompeii, live on Midwest Beat here on Lakeshore Public Radio. Let's play another song.
Let's do some Mother.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like the song? And mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Build a wall. Mother, should I run for president? And mother, should I trust the government?
Now, baby, bend
helps her cry. Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true. Mama's gonna put all of her fears into you. Mama's gonna keep you right here under her.
Mama's gonna help build the wall. Think she's good enough?
Floyd tribute group Echoes of Pompeii, stripped down and acoustic, live in studio on the Lakeshore. That's it for me. I hope you've enjoyed this reflection back on some of the great live performances of 2016 here on Midwest Beat. Well, you know, there's only one song that we could possibly close out this great show with. It's the Spaniels live and their signature number one worldwide hit, Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night. And we'll leave with that. Catch you next week with an all-new live show to start off the new live year. Till then, stay safe, stay warm, and keep on rocking. Adios.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say,
good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
We hate to leave you, but we really must.
must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and baby, I just can't get right. I hate to leave you, baby, I don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night.